Have you tried to identify specific notes in bourbon when nosing and tasting, but just come up empty? Well, you can train your nose to find all those nuances with a kit from Nose Your Bourbon. And unlike other nosing kits on the market, Nose Your Bourbon kits feature real ingredients for the most authentic aromas. So you can smell real Tahitian vanilla bean instead of some synthetic aroma made from chemicals. Head over to noseyourbourbon.com and enter the code BP10 for 10% off your order. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and this week we're looking at Chattanooga's Bottled in Bond. Now, we've been pretty big fans of Chattanooga whiskey for a while. They've been on the podcast. We really like their 111 series, and this is their first Bottled in Bond release. So let's get a little bit more information about it. Now, they say that their Bottled in Bond is unlike any others because, you know, Bottled in Bond has to come from, you know, one distiller, one distilling season and stuff like that. And they took this a step farther. And they now have what are called vintage dated expressions on here. And so what we're going to be tasting is the Spring 2017 Vintage Series. Now, this release is crafted from four of their unique high malt bourbon mash bills, all made within the same distilling season, but each are composed of at least 25% of specialty malted grains. These were barreled back in June of 2017, which would make this about right at 4 years old. It's 100 proof and has a $50 price tag.
All right. I've been excited to try this one. I love Chattanooga.
They do a really good job. And it's, I remember their 111 series and stuff like that. It is. It's very chocolatey, very, well, malty, like a Whopper or something like that. So let's go.
Not the burger.
Not the burger. Not the burger, the candy. If not, you're getting cheese and ketchup and charbroiled hamburger. But all right, onto the nose.
I'm not getting cheese or ketchup.
No, I am getting charbroiled, though. I'm just kidding.
I got a slight, cherry, strawberry.
I almost get, it's weird. Like I said, charbroil, but I almost kind of get like a barbecue sauce note. Is it weird? Is that just me?
Maybe a cherry barbecue?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. You're better at these things.
No, I'm not. But there's definitely some like bolder, fruitier notes than I'm used to with from the other, the 111, which had that like chocolatey.
Yeah, I agree. Note. It is definitely more fruity.
Yep.
So on to the taste.
Well, the chocolate comes in there, and then it does open up into like this slight hint of smokiness to it.
Yeah.
On the finish. So you got like some of that cherry, strawberry, fruity flavors with a little bit of chocolatey maltiness, and then like a slight hint of like hickory or some type of smoke.
Cherry wood, maybe? Cherry wood smoke? Yeah. I don't know. It's something there, but it definitely has that little bit of smoky, little bit of fruity characteristics, not like 111, which is definitely super chocolatey, super malty and stuff like that. Yeah. And that could be the proof that changes with that to make that expression look different too.
Yeah, super interesting.
Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that.
I enjoyed the nose.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
Yep. I think it's different. It's definitely unique.
Yeah, it's unique.
And the finish?
Kind of sideways. Like, I like the interesting of the smoke cherry, but it's, as it sits there, it's a little bitter. Yeah. But the front and mid palate were great. And so I enjoy it.
It's super unique. It's definitely different than a lot of just regular bottled and bond expressions out there. So hats off to them for trying to innovate in this kind of renowned category.
Yep. Good job.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.